The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of guests in the studio today. Our guests are Jennifer Leitzel. She's with the Mayville Lions, and Ken Bragg, also of the Mayville Lions Club. They have an event coming up this weekend, kind of a neat event. It's a fundraiser for them, obviously, but it gives a chance to showcase some of what is happening in the Thumb, and I appreciate you coming out to talk about it.
We appreciate you having us here.
Now, what is the event this weekend?
The event this weekend showcases some of the small business entrepreneurs that are making a difference here in the Thumb. They're growing a local business. In one case, we have a bread company that is now growing big enough that they will be going commercial soon, and they credit us with their inspiration. And that, of course, will hire more kids in the Thumb and be able to keep those kids here and to keep our base, our community up.
And the concept, as I understand it, is made in the Thumb, which means not just manufactured in the Thumb, but a lot of what they put into the products comes from the area, too. So you're not just supporting that business, but all the suppliers that come to the business.
Right. And again, if these, whatever we can do to create jobs and help everybody in our community, that means more Lions Club members, that means better schools, that means a whole better community. And in order to do that, we need to help these small business entrepreneurs grow so that they can stay in the community and they can help create a better environment.
Now, this is coming up this Saturday?
This will be this Saturday on October 21st. It starts at 9 a.m. and it's done by 3. We have people that have peanut brittle. You can get quite a few different kinds of peanut brittle.
And for your sweetie on sweetest day.
Exactly. And that's Ron's Peanut Brittle, who used to be right in Caseville, but has since gone to Cass City, but it's still our Ron's Peanut Brittle.
And obviously don't get the peanuts from around here, but the caramelized
sugar,
is the sugar,
yes,
that you need to make it fly.
He strictly uses whatever he can in the Thumb. And he's got like 5 different kinds of nuts that he uses. People love his peanut brittle. He sells out. We have Fosteria Bread Company. That's another success story. He buys his flour right here in the Thumb. He knows an organic farmer. I believe he's trying to work something out. But Fosteria Bread Company is a success story, and he credits a lot of it to the Mayville Lions. He's now going to be able to go commercial. So all kinds of little interesting things come out of this.
Is it surprising the different types of things that come out locally in the area? Because who would have thought peanut brittle? I mean, you'd think, okay, they're going to do that down in Georgia where they grow peanuts.
Right, right. We have a potato chip gentleman who makes 15 kinds of potato chips. He will be at the show. He sells out. He gets his potatoes locally also. So there's all kinds of things. There's all kinds of things to see and do. And every year our show grows a little bit more.
And these people at the event will be able to tell you what local stores you can go to buy this, or you have to buy it direct from them, how to do it, so that if you taste something you like, you can keep on enjoying it into the future.
Absolutely, yeah. These are not just specialized for the show. These are people that want to do this for a living, and we're helping them grow and hopefully introducing everybody out there to some quality goods that are fresh, local, and that you can access whenever you want.
Sort of like the EDC around here has an incubator mm-hmm. for agricultural business. These are the types of businesses that are just starting out, maybe not big enough to have a factory yet, but they have enough going on that they're getting to that commercial area where they're selling their products, and you can be on the ground floor as to enjoying it.
Exactly. And we even have somebody like Sisters Garlic, which is a garlic farm right here in Huron County, I believe. They'll be at the show. They have the different kinds of garlic, and they're able to tell you not only recipes about them, but what the different kinds are like. So, Siberian is good for the immune system. Music is a mild. Garlic, just to mention a couple, and you'll be able to buy garlic from them that will keep.
And you can get these, you know, to customize your own recipes. And then, you know, people wonder how you make it so good. It's because you know a secret and you're just not getting the standard variety that comes in the produce department.
Exactly. We have James Creek Sutlery, who is trying to make it to the show. They did have other commitments, but they've supported us and they've been with us other years, and they will custom make spices. It's James Creek Sutlery. They're on the web, but they will custom make spices for you. They'll grind them fresh, so you can call ahead of time and get exactly what you need. And that, again, just south of Tuscola County in Lapeer, but they're another company that's growing.
Literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Spices, you know, those are the things that most people have in their cupboard in jars and stuff, but don't realize maybe that fresh is best.
Right.
I mean, there are some people who grow plants in their garden, you know, to get them really fresh, but sometimes the dried is called for in a recipe, and, you know, if it's fresh dried, it's a whole lot different.
Right. Makes all the difference in the world. They have cinnamon and things from all over the world, too. And
yeah, there are no cinnamon trees around
no,
here to get the bark off of.
There isn't, but I know that if the shipment isn't, I've been there when the shipment wasn't quite up to snuff and they threw it all away because it wasn't quality, which meant a huge loss for them, but more impressive for the person that's interested in cooking. We'll have a metal worker. We will have...
See, we're not just talking agriculture.
No,
there's a whole
no.
lot of other things that go on in the
That's
area
right.
that people do. A metal worker, what do they do? They make
he,
artwork? Do they
He
do
makes
they...
signs, and I mm-hmm. believe we have one coming with artwork. We have a lady that raises goats, and she makes soap out of that and other items. We have Simple Pleasures from up here near Bad Axe, and that's Barb Murray, and she makes alpaca balls that go in the dryer, as well as jellies and pies that she'll have there. But she grows her own alpacas. She grows her own fruit. And with the alpacas, she makes the balls that go in the dryer and fluff up your clothes, and you won't need to use the fabric softener with the chemicals. These take the place of that, and they last forever. I've had mine for 10 years.
She probably wants people to replace them once in a while. That's how she stays in business.
You know, people just keep buying more and more, I think.
Oh, I see. And give them to friends and such.
Right. And Dizzy Daisy Winery right here in the Thumb was at our show. They can't sell liquor, but they do support us. So that's another area that is growing right here in the Thumb. I mean, who would have thought we would have wineries that rival Travis City, if not California, right here in the Thumb?
I know there's... Dizzy Daisy. I think there's one down in Sanilac County.
Yeah, we have a lot. We have microbreweries. People don't realize, and that was one of the reasons that we started that. People do not realize all the wonderful things we have here in the Thumb and all the talent.
And if you don't know about it, you can't go and seek it out.
Right.
Okay. Where's this going to be held? I don't think we said that yet. You're from Mayville, but you're trying to be a little more central in this.
Right. What we did is we have the American Polish Hall, and that's just south of Caro on M24, and it will be from 9 to 3 on Saturday. So it's easy access, easy in and out.
Easy to find on a state highway,
yeah.
Easy to get there. Okay. How did this start? Is this something you heard of elsewhere? Is this something that was just kind of brewing in the back of someone's head and out it came? Or
we were trying to decide on a fundraiser, on a community fundraiser, and we came up with this idea because it not only encompasses the Lions' motto is we serve. And for 37 years we have served in Mayville. But we also serve for leader dogs for the blind. There's a camp for the disabled, which is the Bear Camp, in just, I think it's south of Mayville.
Lapeer.
So there's all kinds of things we support, as well as people in our community that need glasses. The Lions Club is an international network, but we're also spread throughout the Thumb. And we do good work. So we wanted something that would raise funds for us to continue our good work, but also help the community. And by letting everybody know what's going on in the thumb, we feel that we've contributed to the whole thumb.
Is this one of your bigger fundraisers, or is this more of a good thing to do for the community and we make a little bit off of it? Because I know you do other things. You have the White Cane Drive and all of that stuff that goes on.
Yeah, I don't know, would you say?
It's basically a does a good thing for the community. It's not a huge fundraiser, but we do make a little bit of money.
Okay, so and you were telling me a little bit before the show that the vendors pay $10 for their table.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of covers the cost of that kind of things. But you do get sponsors who aren't going to be there, who are just businesses in the community that support this idea, that support the people who are trying to create their own little niche business in the area.
Right. We have some major supporters to Poet for all 3 years.
Which uses a lot of the corn from the area.
Right. Poet has supported us for the last 3 years. They thought this was a great idea, and we really appreciate it. We've got a local campground that has provided support for us, which is Vaughn's. You have a physical therapist here, Narian, who has supported us. And these people have all bought ads. We have an eye doctor in Caro. We get a lot of support from the community. And since it's our third year, we're getting even more, and we hope to continue that.
Little word of mouth doesn't hurt. I think most people who come in here with an event, when it's their first year, are sweating bullets.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is anybody going to come? Are we doing all of this for naught? And then after the first one, and you see it turn out and people enjoy it, then you got to get a little more confident that the next year and the next year you can make it better by adding and improving.
I think our confidence started the first year when people asked if they could come back. We have somebody that sells raw honey, which is good for burns, and honey from the area. So she was one of the first ones that asked if she could come back. We have two different, completely different soap-based products. One is the Stone Cottage, which is the goat soap. And
that kind of rhymes. It's
yeah,
the
it does.
Soap, doesn't it?
but when these people asked at the end of the show if they could come back because they felt they had done well, not only monetarily, and the stuff is not real expensive, but not only have they done well monetarily, but getting their name out and meeting people that were interested in their products and meeting friends and neighbors, I think was an added benefit.
I think another benefit is a lot of people are at the point where they want to know where things come from, especially food and stuff that comes in contact with their skin. When you're there talking to the people, they can tell you what's in their product. It isn't some long technical name that takes three lines on the packaging just to write it out. It's generally more organic. It's maybe not purely organic, but it's locally grown, and it's a little less filled with things that you haven't a clue what they are.
Not only that, but it's the care that they put into it. They want to show their product, and they want to show the person that stands behind their product. They take pride in what they're doing, and they love explaining what they're doing to people who will ultimately mostly become their friends because they're happy with the product. So I think that's an added benefit. You're right. If you can see, you see what you're buying and you say, you know, what did you fry the potato chips in? Or, oh, these potato chips are from a farm that's 10 miles south of here. Or I bake the bread by hand.
You have to have warm hands for that, but okay.
And it's things like that, I think, that make a difference. And I think you're right there.
Is there a little, you mentioned, the effort and the love they put into it. Is that almost tangible in some of these products? I always liken it to when you were a kid. Mom could make you a sandwich and it tasted so much better, even if you made the same sandwich out of the same stuff. It's perception and it's other factors that go into it that make it a better experience.
Right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And not only that, it's knowing the ingredients. So you want something fresh, You know, and you know this person is baking that loaf of bread on a Friday, and you can pick it up on a Saturday. It's fresh. That makes all the difference in the world.
And they may be able to accommodate special orders if there are things, you know, you want raisin bread or something. You know what I mean? They may be able to accommodate you in a special order, or if you need something taking out of it because you don't react well to it, you've got, you know, stomach problems or whatever, they may be able to find a substitute that still makes it fresh, home from the area here, but something that will suit you better. They're not a big corporation that says, this is what we do, splat.
And exactly.
Because they know. They may find another little niche if they take something out that a lot of people do have problems either digesting or, you know, allergic to or something. That can open a whole new market for them.
Right, exactly.
They're more prone to experimentation than the big companies, that it's got to be a big winner before it's going to be made.
And imagine this. Imagine being able to call at some point in November and say, you know, I want 10 loaves of bread for a party specially made this way or that way, or I want 10 dozen cookies for a party, or can you do this or that, or, you know, soap. I love the smell of soap, and I know somebody in California that would love it and can't use anything on their skin but organic, so can you make these up for me? And these are the people that can do it without the huge expense of having to go to some place that would need you to buy 35 or 40 of them in order just to get something like that, and charges an exorbitant price and then ships it to your house. This is local. Within a half hour, an hour's drive, you can have everything you want and ship it wherever you want.
And their manufacturing process isn't necessarily a big factory that would take a lot of time to clean something out of it if somebody had an allergy or something you wanted to get out of it. It's home done. They throw it in the dishwasher. It's cleaned off and it's all gone, and they can start fresh without the problems of a big factory trying to purge all of that
stuff.
Exactly. So it allows more versatility and allows more diversity.
Right. It does. And the other thing is Ken and I have been traveling throughout the Thumb, and I think we're both amazed at what we found. The small businesses that are actually here in the Thumb that ship all over the world. You've got two or three here in Bad Axe, not Dow. I'm talking about small family businesses, and they ship all over the world. We have Embraced in Comfort, who make scoliosis braces that she ships all over the world. I know she does a huge
business. And when you get it done
locally,
you can get it fitting right.
Fitting perfect.
Rather than getting, you know, trying to figure it out on a order sheet somewhere or what you need, you have people locally who can say, okay, I can see you have a problem here. We can adjust it this way.
And she sews those better by hand, and she has hired so many people from the area. You have got so many talents. We have Carrie Transit. Carrie Pumps in Cairo. They ship all over the world. They make huge pumps, and it's just a small factory. It's, you know, and it's all these small factories that are hiring one or two, that when they grow, that they can hire more. It just amazes me, the amount of business and the people that care in the Thumb, and that's what we're out to promote. And hopefully, we'll continue to grow bigger and be able to promote more.
And actually, small businesses and small factories and such are the heart of the Thumb.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, you know, big assembly lines for Buicks or anything in the Thumb area. We have small businesses. We have a few big ones that have come in. They take advantage of the ports and stuff that we have around here. But for the most part, it's the small businesses that carry the economy in the area. Mm-hmm. And anytime you can promote them, help them to expand, we're just doing more for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you're right. And, it's a terrific thing. It's, when you say buy local, it's not just a saying. It's a way of life, and it's a way of life that has such a good ripple effect throughout the whole farm.
Now, if people are listening and they have a product and they didn't know about your upcoming thing, Is there a way they should get a hold of you folks? Maybe it's a little too late this year. You have the table set up and you have kind of an idea who's coming, but maybe for next year, so they don't forget about it. They can get a hold of you now and see if they can kind of have you keep them in mind for next year.
Absolutely. You can go to Mayville, Mayville Lions on Facebook. You can contact us that way, or you can reach me at 673-3953, and that is a 989 number.
And then they'll let you know what kind of business they have. Just give you some details, you know, as to what you do, how you get your local resources into it and such, and it may be a perfect fit for you in coming programs.
Absolutely, and we look forward to having a variety.
And I think you look forward to having fresh stuff every year, because you don't want people coming back and just seeing the same thing. You want to show how it's growing, and you want to show that it's diversifying, getting more and more little businesses that are growing in their own little directions.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, terrific. Again, this is coming up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And have you always held it in the fall? Is it one of those things that
Yes, usually we hold it in November, but this year we've moved it to October so that there's no conflict with some of the little bazaars and
you get into November
and
you risk getting too close to parades on the weekends and other holiday type events that are coming up, you know, early Christmas sales and stuff like that that are going on, and you want to pull as many people who can be available to come see.
Right. And again, this isn't a craft show, it's not a flea market, it's an entrepreneur show, which means it's small businesses, people that are serious about their business.
Now, if people, say, as we mentioned before, wanted to perhaps be there next year, what is the threshold for a small business rather than just a crafter who sells their wares locally? Are you looking for somebody who has a business license or has what? Because there are thresholds and things get kind of quasi, you know,
right.
Do I fall into this or not?
Right. What we're looking for is somebody that actually has a business idea. They don't have to have a business license or a formal business plan, but it's those people that have started off small that have a product and they know they can make it. They can make something out of it, make it grow, help the community. Rather than just a person who is a crafter who does things on weekends when they have time and maybe goes to one or two flea markets or one or two craft shows. These are people that you can order from anytime during the year. People that make things that will be available not only during the year but can tailor make to your specifications if need be. And will continue to grow, and as they grow, can help the community. Whereas is the defining line, I believe that we agree on, is if you're a crafter and you've made up 100 little necklaces and they're done and that's what you're going to sell for the season, you know, and it's something you did in your free time when you weren't at work or you were bored and you decided to do this. These are people, again, that are rather serious.
Now, if you're talking about things like bread and other things, the people need to be able to show that they're conforming to kitchen standards and such, because there are people who can make great stuff in their kitchen. I don't know that it could be commercially sold because of there are requirements by the by the state for health reasons and to keep people safe. It's a good thing. It's not a terrible thing. It's there. It's sometimes a hindrance to people because they're not big enough to have all this equipment they need that they should. But is there, you try to make sure that the businesses that come in are adhering to the safety standards, especially when it comes to food.
Right. Well, we have what is called the home cottage law, which has allowed some of the small bakers to bake and sell at places like our show. These are bakers, the ones that we have that have been around for a while and have a very good reputation. We do have a commercial kitchen coming in Mayville, which will be utilized by a lot of them. But as they continue to grow, they look at the commercial kitchen and utilize it.
It's a good stepping off point. You don't want to have to invest in all this equipment to find out that, oh, it's either more work than I can get done, or it's more than I thought, or it stopped being enjoyable, mm-hmm. like it was when it was a small little business yes. that you ran at home. So it's a good way not to have to have all that expense and debt when you buy all the equipment to see how it's going to work. And we have one here at the tech center as well,
mm-hmm.
and it gives people that opportunity.
Right. And it also gives you a chance to see if people like your product, or if it's, oh, no, thank you, I sampled that and I don't want it. So,
but there are some things that seem, for I don't know what reason, seem to taste better in small batches.
Mm-hmm.
And when people have to amp it up to a large scale, they have to make changes, and it's a little different. And so sometimes, you know, especially with baked goods and such, it's the little touches that you knew to do that don't necessarily transfer well on a big production scale.
Right, and that's where someplace like your incubator here in Bad Axe, or the small commercial kitchen that we have popping up all over the Thumb, that's where that comes in, because it allows you to bake or cook in small batches, like our spice company has just gone and turned themselves, they have a commercial kitchen to grind their spices and things.
I bet that smells good at the end of the evening.
I'm sure it does. I am sure it does. Some of these places you walk in and your mouth waters, or you see their products and you think, oh, I couldn't live here because, no, I wouldn't be able to walk out the door afterwards. But again, it's a talent. It's a talent that people don't have time to develop anymore, a lot of cases, because people are so busy. So when you have somebody that can bake or tailor spices to your taste, maybe it's something you remember from your childhood and you always think, if I could just get a little bit more cinnamon in this or a little bit more cloves, then it would be the perfect thing. We have Aunt Lizzie's up here too, who was at our show last year, and they have fantastic spices. So many great things that are in small batches, because then they can control them, and then when they sell to the general public, they are fresh.
Well, it also gives them the opportunity, if the end product doesn't meet their standards, they haven't made 8 pallets of this stuff.
Exactly.
It's a batch that didn't go right, and if I want to preserve my quality, then I start over again. And yeah, I don't know if that's the right term to use, but they just have to eat the cost.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of places like our Food and Family Center, Spartan Store in town, McDonald's Food and Family Center, they have a shelf with locally produced products. But these are the products that have actually made the transition already to be commercial enough to be sold in a grocery store. Some of the people at your event are still on their way there.
Right, right. Some of them are still on their way there. And some of them, of course, are like the metal worker, you know, or Sisters in Garlic. You won't see them in a grocery store, but you will be able to find out by talking to these people how you can purchase more if you like the product, or have something made exactly, you know, as in the metal work or the soaps, to have made tailor-made to you.
See, the garlic place to me seems like that would be kind of a finite thing. You grow it, and this is what you've got, because you grow it locally and you knew what it's like. It isn't like a process where you can just bake more cookies or do something else. You have, but when you see the demand going up, that's when you plant more.
Exactly.
So you can grow that way. It's maybe a little longer term than somebody who's just putting ingredients together to make something.
Mm-hmm.
But it still shows you growth potential.
Right, absolutely. And of course, as with any farm, if you're going to grow and you need more hands out in that field.
And it also shows them which ones are being favored. You know, plant more of these, people like these. And if they're not favoring these, maybe find a different variety that you can plant and experiment with to see if that'll be something that'll catch on.
Right, and it's also it's an education too. I mean, a lot of people didn't know how many kinds of garlic there were and what the reason for them why they're popular in different cultures and why they're what their effect can have.
Do you find most people, you deal with people who come to this, started off with at least a basic knowledge of what they went into, or were some people like, I like garlic, but I wouldn't know where to start to find different varieties and to know what the differences are. To me, it's powerful, and if you bake it long enough, it mellows out a bit, and that's about my extent of knowledge. But you know, these people, did they start off with a little bit more than that kind of led them there?
I believe so. I believe that everybody's their products when they come to the show. I believe they have their heart in it, and it's a passion for them. They've looked into it. They've researched it, and they know where they want to go with it. And again, it's like a passion. It's something that they feel they're so good or feel so strongly about that they want to invest their time, a lot of time.
And share.
And
what
share.
What they know, what they've produced, and let other people benefit from their passions.
Right.
Well, terrific. Again, this is coming up this Saturday, October 21st. It's at the American Polish Hall, M24, south of Caro. It's as you're heading south out of town on 24.
Right.
Just look for the sign. I'm sure they have the Polish hall right there on the sign.
Yeah, we'll have pumpkins out there and hopefully a scarecrow if we can pull one off the road to flag you down.
And it's from 9 until 3. Mm-hmm. People can stop out. I would probably think it'd be best to get there early because the best stuff goes first.
Right.
It's like any event like that. The best stuff seems to get picked up first, and you may have to settle for having an order taken rather than being able to take it home that day.
Right.
Because some of them will have product available, some of them can't, like said Dizzy Daisy and that, because of the alcohol in it. They can't do that, but they can tell you where they're at, they can tell you what they have, and how to either find it locally, because they do have it in some stores, or how to come up to north of Bad Axe to pick it up.
Right, absolutely.
Well, I think it's a marvelous idea. I think it's great that these people will have some sort of venue to show off, to show their wares. And again, it is not maybe the most humongous fundraiser for you folks, but you get a little bit out of it too to help in your efforts with the blind and the other things that the Lions Club do locally to help people. Thanks for being with us today. I hope you get a great turnout.
Thank you so much.
I know you didn't get to talk much, Ken, but thanks for being with us.
No problem.
As is the case, usually, you know, somebody steps up and somebody says, fine. But our guests today on the program have been Jennifer Leitzel. She is with the Mayville Lions, and Ken Bragg, Lions Club of Mayville. They have their upcoming event, Made in the Thumb Entrepreneurs, and they are going to be at the American Polish Hall, M24, south of Caro, this coming Saturday. Stop by between 9 and 3. Some of the vendors will have their wares out there. The best and tastiest will probably go first, so you want to be there more before 9 than before 3. And coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it right here at WLEW.